This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
2 says, "Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise?" It's a rhetorical question that means this: who has the capability or the capacity to proclaim everything God has done? Have you ever thought about this? You're not aware of the things that God has done in your life that you will never know about until eternity. God has spared you in a situation. He protected you here. And you say, "Well, I have never seen that." You don't know about it. And just because you don't know about it doesn't change the reality that God is working in your life and he's there. You need to look and see what he's done, and you need to listen. I want to talk about this idea of listening to the Lord for a minute. James Otis is a writer that lived in Austin, Texas. That's all I know about him. This was actually a story printed years ago. He said, "I don't talk on Sundays." Listen to that again. "I don't speak on Sundays. I haven't in more than 3 years. When my grandfather died, my last memory of him was hearing him yell at my grandmother. He had been ill for years, and his anger with his failing body had overwhelmed him. His death focused both my desire to honor him and to get my own life in order. I was living in Austin at the time, working as an assistant to a professor. One day, I ran across a journal of somebody who was practicing reserving one day a week for total silence. And so he decided 3 years before writing this that every Sunday he would not say a word." You say, how did he handle that logistically? He carried a little 3x5 card on Sundays and he would hand it to people and say, "I don't speak on Sundays." And he said he even went on his first date with a girl on a Sunday. She did all the talking. He just sat there and listened, which a lot of people had dates like that. I mean, come to think of it. But listen to this. This is funny. This is humorous. A few months later, after I started doing this, I took a trip to New York, and the ticket agent for the airline said, "Would you like an aisle seat or a window seat?" This was on a Sunday. I showed her my card and was baffled when she responded, "Well, we'll upgrade you to first class. We'll upgrade you to first class." That continued with hotel reservations and rental cars. Cabbies were friendly. Police were chatty. Obviously, most people thought I was either deaf or religious. All of that to say this: it's obvious that he spent Sundays listening. It's not bad advice for you and me on Sunday to listen to the Lord and what he has to say to you through his word and what he wants to say to you through communion, what he wants to say to you through your worship experience. God is speaking, and part of the reason we don't express gratitude is we're not looking, we're not listening, and most of all, I think we're doing what the Israelites did. We're not remembering. We're not remembering what the Lord has done. I want to focus in on verse 7. "When our fathers were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, by the Red Sea." I want to share something with you that I can't find any proof for this in commentaries or in the Bible, but I think there's a connection. They first did not remember what the Lord did, and then the next step was rebellion. I think one reason that some men rebel against the Lord is they forgot what God has done in their life. And the reason some women, the reason some young people, teenagers, rebel against the Lord is perhaps that they have simply forgotten what the Lord has done in their life. The most frightening verse of this passage is in verse 13. Let's jump to that. "But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his counsel." They soon forgot what he had done.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to give you a definition of forgetting that is actually frightening. We'll continue that tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.